Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Jack Humphrey and Gina Gaudio-Graves are on a mission to infuse more leverage into as many businesses as possible to accelerate your journey towards achieving your biggest goals with less time and work. Get your free copy of The Leverage Black Book by going to rhinodaily.com/leverage.
Here is the final part of the interview.
Back for the final day, which I really hesitate and it pains me to say, but this is the final day we get with Jack Humphrey and Gina Gaudio-Graves, because these have been a phenomenal 3 days. If you missed them, you have to go back and listen to these. I don't often tell entrepreneurs something they have to do, but you really got to listen to these episodes if you want to make more money with the same amount of effort in your business. Have more fun, make more money. So yesterday we talked about an amazing strategy that I couldn't even comprehend doing, but it makes perfect sense. And today, Gina, you promised something to do with cabins in Kentucky to help explain to us how we can make that happen, how we can integrate an offering that we have into somebody else's offering so that everybody wins.
I did. So one of our clients owns a group of cabins out in the Red River Gorge area of Kentucky. Gorgeous place. But if you've ever been to the Red River Gorge, you know it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Jack's actually been there. How out in the middle of nowhere is it, Jack?
When you have an 8-year-old in the car who's been in the car for a long time and you realize you still have a long way to go when you're technically there, it's pretty far out there.
Yeah. So joint ventures for a group of cabins in the middle of no man's land can be a little tricky. So how can a group of cabins, a hotel, any business out in the middle of nowhere actually get some leverage? Well, we took the handful of businesses that were in the Red River Gorge area. They consisted of a nature photographer, a zip line company, the cabins, and the only local restaurant in town, and we went to all of them and said, guys, how would you like to be part of something that could get all of us more business? Well, they all loved that idea because at the time they were all really struggling with spending their own money on advertising to attract a very limited crowd of people. And we put together a wonderful package. It incorporated a picture from the nature photographer, a meal at the local restaurant, and zip line tickets for 2 people, as well as 2 nights in the cabin. And we put together a little contest. So anytime somebody came into any one of those 4 businesses, they were able to get entered into this contest. And they could also get entered in for just subscribing to a list that all 4 of them shared online. We then went to the local newspaper, TV, radio, and got them on board to publicize this contest for a 7-day period. Rather than having everybody go out and spend separate amounts of money on advertising the contest, we pooled the resources, had everybody chip in for a very teeny tiny little ad budget for a week. We're talking about $1,000 between 4 businesses. Would you like to know how much business this increased just for the cabin, Steve?
Well, hang on. Let me sit down first because I have a feeling this is going to be some phenomenal, crazy results. So, okay, I'm ready.
In the prior week, that one business had spent about $800 and had generated $10,000 worth of business from it. This second week with the contest, they only spent $250 because all of their partners spent $250 as well, from which they generated $35,000 worth of revenue.
Hello.
You think that's a little bit of leverage?
Hang on. Let me get my calendar out here, my calculator. That is amazing. My calculator just popped up with it didn't even pop up with numbers. It just popped up with the word amazing at the top of it.
3.5 times more revenue from 75% less investment.
So I'm guessing that nobody wants that. Nobody listening here to the Rhino Daily Podcast wants that. We don't want leverage like that to have to make more money with our advertising budget, more money with our marketing efforts, have fuller businesses, to have more customers, clients, patients than we can possibly handle, to not have to do our own marketing, to be able to piggyback off other people's marketing or pool all our marketing together. I mean, just in the past few days, you have just litten up all, at least my brain is completely chugging and burning away with all kinds of ways to do this, and yet I'm still basically, you know, incapable on my own, I know that much, to do this, and I need some help. So hopefully everybody is running to connect with you and get help to actually put these things all to action. So in the last few minutes that we have you here, is there any kind of last big words of advice for listeners of the Rhino Daily Podcast, how to get more leverage in their business?
Oh, Jack, I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we have the best thing in the world to talk about. I'm biased, of course, but what's really cool is a lot of people will go around and they'll help business owners with things, and a lot of their help includes extra work, extra things you got to do, like you got to go learn, you know, or you got to go put forth a bunch of this effort before you can get the result that the expert. But all we do is teach people how to think like a leveragist. That's it. That's your homework. That's the work that has to be done. And really all you're doing is using your brain a little bit differently. And hopefully during this series you've seen, heard some things that are like, wow, would it, anytime you smack your forehead, that's a leveragist moment from here on out. It's like, holy crap, why didn't I think of that? You heard Steve go crazy with that. So
well, yeah,
that's
my
what
head
we do, and I love it.
Mark on it from smacking it over and over the last few days.
Yeah, so, but and I love that, and I know Gina loves it too, and so that's what we teach. So that's what we do over at theleveragists.com, leveragists with an S.com, and I know you've told everybody all about that, but there you can listen to our podcast and all the guests that we come. We make them talk about leverage. We don't let them talk about anything else, although they're all really awesome people like Joel Kalm and E. Brian Rose and really big folks, and the book, which is free. So go check it out because it will start to change the way your neurons and synapses fire in your brain, and you will become a leveragist, and you won't make any further business decisions without first thinking about where is the biggest piece of leverage I can get in this decision I'm about to make, or should I just let it go because there's no leverage in it at all. It really does change things. And the last example that Gina gave with the cabins, it was just a simple shift to the left or the right, or it was just a tiny little movement. Let's get four of us together. Let's do this, and we'll not just quadruple the amount of exposure. As you heard, it was a lot more than that, and that's what leverage is all about. And if you're thinking like that all the time, your business is going to change. And I don't care what business you're in, online, offline, it doesn't matter. Your business will change, and we're here to help with that.
I'm going to start thinking of that. I've already have, and now I not only am I going to start thinking of that, but I'm going to be miserable whenever I'm not thinking that way. Like, my first thought has to be leverage, and I love what you said back on the first episode a few days ago, not just what I typically think, or business owners, we all typically think of leverage is like, who can I find to do this? You know, what employee can do this so I don't have to, or what automation can I use so that I don't have to send out every email myself? Can I use an automated email service? You are like 4,000 million times way beyond that. No wonder that you guys are actually known as the leveragists. Now I know why you're known as that. This has just been mind-bogglingly brilliant the last few days. So I got to ask you this, as we only have a minute or two left here, but like, how did this come about? I mean, there's no way that when you guys were growing up and somebody asked you as a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everyone said fireman and police officer and a nurse and an astronaut and a president. And you guys said, we want to be the leveragists. I mean, how did you become the leveragists?
Well,
and I know
really
that's a long answer, but
fault.
Is there any kind of short version?
There is. That's kind of my fault. Back in 1996, I got into a very serious car accident that left me in a hospital bed and wheelchair for about 10 years. During that time, I needed $40,000 a month to pay for my medication, Without it, I would have been dead in under 90 days. Well, you got to have leverage in order to generate $40,000 a month of revenue income in such a short period of time. And it really forced me to learn about leverage. And it has become such a habit that I use it in life, in business, in literally everything I do, Steve. And that's how it happened.
That is a very quick story. I knew that story. And so what another, also a great example of turning a negative, talk about a negative, into a positive. And realizing that, and out of necessity came a brilliant strategist was kind of born. And now the great news is, unlike a lot of successful people who, you know, find something that works and they just, you know, hoard it to themselves and do their own thing, you guys are sharing it with the world and having a rippling effect, creating as many other leverages as you can, because basically the whole concept of leverages is the more we all work together, the better everyone does. So I absolutely just love what you're doing. I can't thank you enough for these electrifying past 4 days here on the Rhino Daily Podcast. And I could not possibly recommend any stronger that every listener, I know you already have actually over the last few days, gone and connected with Jack and Gina and start to become a leveragist yourself and have exponential more enjoyment, satisfaction, results, success, money, time, everything that you can get out of your business and your life by thinking and acting like Jack and Gina are helping us all to do. So what a fantastic 4 days on the Rhino Daily Podcast. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.